This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to your morning edition, your community NPR station. Life is changing and changing at a rapid pace now that the coronavirus has hit the state of Michigan. We have seen a lot of changes hour by hour, sometimes moment by moment. If you were listening to WEMU yesterday, then you heard Cinema Chat. And our guest was the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, Leslie Raymond. So much excitement to be had over a year's worth of work putting the festival together. She explored some of the highlights that are to be a part of the festival, but it was cautious excitement because we don't know what's going to happen. Well, the board of the Ann Arbor Film Festival met yesterday, and Leslie Raymond is with us on the line this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Leslie.
Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
So you came to some conclusion yesterday when the board met. What exactly have you decided?
Well, we're very disappointed, but due to the growing health concerns around the virus, we have had to make the really hard decision to suspend all of the in-person events for the upcoming 58th Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Before we get into the details of what is going to come, take me into that boardroom for a moment. As I mentioned, over a year's worth of work has been put in by the board, by you, by the staff. You've put together a spectacular festival. When you're making this decision, what is the mood in the room?
I think it was pretty serious. You know, we're all concerned about the evolving situation. I think everybody is rising to the occasion to just do the best. What's the best for our community? How can we, despite the fact that, yes, we've spent the whole year getting ready for this, what is the best thing to do? And we've definitely, there's a lot of creative thinking and exploring different options. So, I'm really grateful to the board that we have, who are all, very deeply committed and participatory.
Well, I know the board and yourself and the staff are committed to finding some alternative means in order to present the festival at least online. Do you know what that looks like at this point?
Well, we're taking a look at that right now. We're exploring that as a viable option. I think that, we're in a good situation because our tech director, Tom Bray, has a lot of knowledge in the area, and he has a lot of resources at his disposal. He's a University of Michigan tech consultant, and so we're really lucky to have him. And then our board chair worked for Internet 2 for a number of years, and our vice chair is somebody who works for Merit, which is the company that set up the internet for all of the universities in the state. So
like everything else in our lives, this is going to be fluid over the next several days, trying to figure out how this goes on. Now, I know a lot of people love coming to the festival, but some may not recognize that competition is a part of it, and you always set aside some money for filmmakers, and it's a juried award. Is that competition still going to go on?
Yeah, we are actually going to hold the competition. We were exploring the possibility of still bringing the jurors in to screen the work together so they could, have that experience. I don't think that is going to happen, but we're just so dedicated to, creating a certain kind of high level of presentation that we took that very seriously.
So, again, to reiterate, the decision is to suspend all in-person events for the 58th Ann Arbor Film Festival. Work continues on a way to bring that to the public. The juried portion of the competition of the film festival will go on, and the awards will be issued. I would just like to say thanks to you, Leslie Raymond. Thanks to the Ann Arbor Film Festival board, to the staff, the interns, the volunteers. I know a lot of work went into this. I know you're heartbroken. We are disappointed for you. We are disappointed with you. And we'll look forward to hearing more as you make more decisions.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Leslie Raymond. She is the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. And stay tuned to WEMU. We will have all the information you need to know on the film festival and more as our lives continue to change in different ways throughout the community because of an outbreak of the coronavirus.